colleagues, now we have some sticky problems. So let's talk logistics for a minute. Somebody has pulled item 1009. Who may I ask who pulled that?
Mr. Lightning.
Mr. Lightning pulled it. Unfortunately, we do not have a quorum for an emergency item. So, Michelle, it looks like you have a recommendation on this.
We do have staff here to present on the item to be able to hold the hearing now and then move the vote to next week when you do have quorum for emergency.
Okay,
items.
So you would recommend that we pull the emergency clause off of it?
No, I recommend that we have
just continue
the
it.
Hearing and then continue it.
Okay,
next
let's
week.
Let's go ahead and do that way, and then Mr. Lightning will have his chance to testify, and I'll have a chance to do that. So let's do 1009.
Okay. Increase contract with Miller Consulting Engineers, Inc. by $250,000 to provide additional on-call engineering consultant services to the Spectator Venues program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners, Mayor. Pretty simple. It's a existing contract that the Spectator Venues program holds with Miller Consulting Engineers, a structural engineering firm. Here in Portland, we've been using them on various projects over the last year plus since we awarded them that contract. This is expensive work, and we're engaged currently in a number of different projects with them, and we need to increase the amount of the contract. I would also note that in the time since we awarded the original contract, the dollar limit has been increased on these on-call flexible services contracts that are available. And we probably would have set it at this amount in the beginning if we had that opportunity at the time.
Thank you.
So if there's specific questions you want to know about the contract, please let me know. Otherwise,
I don't. So why don't we take the testimony from Mr. Lightning, and maybe that'll provoke a question
okay.
or two. Great. Thank you. And was it just Mr. Lightning, Carla?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet. But
great. Very good. Excellent. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Lightning, Super Creativity Disruptor, Attack Dog. The only concern I had on this item and why I pulled this item is that I think we're getting into the mindset of any time you throw out that term seismic upgrade, it's grab those dollars. Get those consultants out there and grab those dollars because they're waiting to go your direction. And the reason why I say that is, as you know, the original contract was at $100,000. Then you did an amendment, which you have to do when you're over a certain percentage when you're asking for more. You got another $150,000. That took you up to $250,000 from the original $100,000. And now you're asking another $250,000. So now we're at $500,000. And a lot of what I saw in this report was, this is really for seismic analysis to complete projects currently underway, and we're asking for that additional money. So, again, I just pulled this item for the public to be aware that when we're starting to hear this seismic upgrade, it better start making you very nervous, and you better start looking at where that money is being spent and who the consultants are, who the engineers are, and how much they're increasing their original contract amount because of that. So this number jumped out at me. It's a little alarming to me. But again, you're going to vote yes on this. But again, I just wanted to put this on record, put it on the regular agenda for the public to start looking and understand, get nervous. The seismic upgrades is going to cost a tremendous amount of money to the taxpayers, and get ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Very good. Call the roll.
It's an emergency. We'll just continue it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We wanted to continue it. Thank you, Carla. That's what happens when you turn my age, I guess. So we will continue this item to next week. Very good. And